Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County. And I am with you this morning, this beautiful Sunday Easter morning, from the classic studios of Pittsfield's Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. I'm flying solo today, but we have a nice show planned for you nonetheless. We're going to be starting off with Christy Moore, Tannah Hill Weavers, Varro, a new Dublin band that I've played before, but they are very recent, Lisa O'Neill, and the Invisible Stars of University College Dublin. We'll also do a bit of Today in Irish History and a little bit of what's going on in Ireland. But we're going to start the show off today with The Ballad of Ruby Walsh from Christy Moore.
There's starters are, there's no Ted Walsh, he's commentating. Oh, Ruby's and a favourite, begot she'll take some betting. The necks are craned and eyes are strained, there's fear upon the faces. There's agony and ecstasy below the Galway races. Hey, Ruby, hold her back, give her a crack and up she'll go. It's there you'll see gentility and sheep dressed up like mutton. There's double-barreled names, but more airs than old melodians. The talk is all of tillage and the silage and conacre. Old billy goats and bog holes a bit closer to the mark. Hey, Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go. There's clergymen dressed up like men and there's models home from London. Up and how she cutting, I be God sure only middling. And there's gamblers there with wads and notes, they're going mad to gamble. And the Connemara boys and girls are in to take a ramble. Hey Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go. There's Celtic helicopters, there's land bank speculators, there's builders and developers, crocodiles and alligators. They're flocking around the Galway tent in a feeding frenzy. There's some of them whip the cream, while some of them skim the gravy. Hey Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go. Mickey Fingleton and Shawnee Fitzpatrick, oh them as the boys could sink the banks of Monte Carlo. And they're hedging their bets and doubles, trebles and accumulators. And no one the blinkers have gone on the financial regulators. Hey Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go. And everyone's out to Salt Hill for the crack and for the porter. There's bookies laying odds and two flies walking up the wall. There's fiddles and trad, there's disco, my karaoke and set dances. Some of us who've seen better days, we're looking to take our chances. Hey Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go. Thursday it's a ladies' day, the women are looking smashing. They're lashing on the lipstick, Philip Tracy's all the fashion. You can see the liposuction, the Botox and augmentation. Brazilian crocuts and colonic irrigation. Hey Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go. Galloping down the back straight, Ruby hands her in a canter. Oh, look at her lip, the jumps, because she's like a ballet dancer. Oh, but the last she hits the front, nothing's going to pass her. It's winner all right, up Kildare and follow me up to Carlow. Hey Ruby, hold her back, hey Ruby, give her a crack. Hey Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go.
Thank you. the golden sky of honest unveiled, made I own a joy.
Joy of my heart, even blue.
That was a waltz. You knew that, of course. It's called the Bede Owen Waltz. And it's from the band Vero. Very pleasant song. Vero's a Dublin band. I think they're still together. And they do a remarkable number of instrumentals, I must say, judging from the few albums that I have. And before that, we heard a great song, I think, from Tannehill Weavers from their album Cullen Bay, with Joy of My Heart. Comforting song. A good song for Easter, I think. And first up, we have the inevitable Christy Moore from his Where I Come From album, Songs About Dublin, in the Ballad of Ruby Walsh. Listen to the lyrics of that song. They're very well written and certainly demonstrate Christy Moore's skill with language, to say the least. And now we're going to be hearing from the band Landless. And we're going to be hearing the song The Wounded Hussar, which was a poem written by the Scottish poet Thomas Campbell. It was published in 1799. Landless heard the song first when it was sung by Rita Gallagher at an Inishowen International Folk Song, and then again at a ballad seminar in 2011, they fell in love with it. It's really the song of a wounded soldier who is contemplating his life as he lays dying by the river, and his death is witnessed by a young lady who tries to comfort him and, in fact, tries to bring him back to life. But she calls him the charmer of life, ever tender and ever true, my love that waits me from afar. His faltering tongue, his dying tongue, scarce could bid me goodbye. And then he sank into her arms, poor wounded hussar. A great song for Easter, I think. So there you are.
All along to the vines, all the dark rolling down you, fair Ottilie did roam when the battle was o'er. Oh, there then she cried, hast thou
sorrowful night. Like mechanized scarecrows move along the side fall of the hill. Clay is the word, and clay is the flesh. Where the mushroom gatherers, like majestic scarecrows, skip along the side fall of the hill. Watch him, that man on the hill, whose spirit is a wet sack for lapping about the knees of time. He lives that his little fields may stay fertile, when his own body is spread in the bottom of a ditch, under two coulters crossed in Christ's name. Be easy. Come with me, imagination, into this iron house, and we'll watch from the doorway the years run back, and we'll know what the peasant's left hand wrote on the page. Be easy, October. No cacklehead, horse neigh, tree sound, duck quack. No cackle hen, horse neigh, tree sound, duck quack. Man, walk on the moon, eat with the stars, try and touch the sun. Born, born, born. Stars in her eyes, eat with her hands, falling from the skies. Turn, turn, turn. See a boy in a field, dig with his hands, pearls from the soil. Learn, learn, learn. The soil itself will turn on me. Say, son, you destined for many things. The soil itself did turn for me, my psyllium sang to me from the spring.
Thank you.
Wasn't that pleasant? Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is Kevin Cahill. And you were hearing, you just heard, I should say, Bill Whalen from the Invisible Stars of UCD College Dublin with The Coast of Galicia, which actually is a traditional song, not usually played on the harp, however. So a very nice version of that. And then we heard from Lisa O'Neill, a very unique voice on that woman. She's from Northern Ireland. And All This Is Chance is the name of that song. And first up, as I mentioned earlier, we heard from the band Landless with The Wounded Hussar. Everyone is familiar with the red Make America Great hats that are being sported by some individuals, patriotic hat. The Irish version of that is interesting, not to be outdone by anyone. They have a hat that says MIGA, which means make Ireland Gaelic again, which has caused, not surprisingly, a lot of controversy in Ireland. So I've been reading about that in the Irish papers and in the Irish letters to the editor, and it's not without, as are ours, it's not without its controversy. So there you have it. And now we are going to be listening from David Murphy and his song, Eleanor Plunkett.
Thank you. like a language that we could all understand. I remember the day when I earned my first pay as I played in a small pickup band. There I spent my youth, and to tell you the truth, I was sad to leave it all behind me. For I'd learned about life and found a wife in the town I love so well. But when I'd return, how my eyes were burned to see how a town could be brought to its knees by the armored cars and the bombed out bars and the gas that hangs on to every breeze. Now the army's installed by blood old gas yard wall, and the damn barbed wire gets higher and higher. With their tanks and guns, oh my God, what have they done to the town I love so well? Now the music's gone, but they carry on, for their spirit's been bruised, never broken. Though they not forget, still their hearts are set on tomorrow and peace once again. For what's done is done, and what's won is won, and what's lost is lost and gone forever. I can only pray for a bright brand new day in the town I love so well.
Well-known song there. Well-known artist from his Best of Patty Riley album, In the Town I Love So Well, long version of that. In the second song on that set was Buena Kirka from Michal McGoldrick and Karen Matheson from the Est Arish CDs. There are three of them, Songs in Their Own Language, Buena Kirka, Traveling in Cork. And we started off, like I said, with David Murphy with his Eleanor Plunkett song, which is a great tune. He does a good job with it. In the name of that album, Explorations in Irish Music for Pedal Steel Guitar. Not often that you hear the pedal steel guitar playing Irish music. Cuvna Glen is the name of the album. Today in Irish history, I wanted to mention that today, well, not today actually, but April 20th in 1954, the last execution took place in Ireland. The death penalty was mandated for murders in Ireland at the time, and that was the case in this example. And the young, unfortunate young man was hung, but I didn't want to talk about that per se. Just reading here that Brendan Behan's first play was reflective of this event, and it went some way in instilling in the Irish public a sense of revulsion at capital punishment, which was reserved in 1964 by Criminal Justice Act for those who had killed Gardaí, prison officials, or diplomats. Although no further executions took place in Ireland, it was finally abolished by a referendum in 1990, where the 62% of the voters endorsed the constitutional ban. But I think what's more interesting today would be Roger Casement's arrest. Roger Casement, the Irish revolutionary, was arrested after landing in Bonestrand in County Kerry aboard a U-boat, a German U-boat, I might add, with two other men, Robert Monteith and Daniel Bailey. The three had come from Germany, where Casement had secured 20,000 rifles plus ammunition to be used in what would become known as the Easter Rising. The rifles were sent over on the Labau, a German vessel disguised as a Norwegian ship, the Aude. And when approaching Trolley Bay, the Aude was trapped by a blockade and escorted to Gork Harbor by the British in the shape of their ship, the Bluebell. Upon approaching the harbor, its captain, Carl Spindler, scuttled the boat to prevent the rifles from falling into the hands of the armed forces. While Monteith and Bailey continued to Tralee, an exhausted Casement stayed in an ancient forest on the Irish coast, where he was subsequently taken into custody by the Royal Irish Constabulary, Sergeant and Constable. Ironically, Casement had known that the plan was doomed from the outset, writing of its stupendous idiocy, its fundamental falsity, and its foredoomed failure, unquote, and had, quote, urged the dire importance of first sending messengers from here, Germany, to let the Supreme Council of the IRA know exactly what was going to be done, unquote. This was refused by his comrades. Casement was subsequently hanged for treason in Pentonville Prison. He was stripped of his knighthood, which he had received in 1911 for investigating human rights abuses in Peru. His 1904 report on the rubber plantations in the Congo Free State under Leopold II of Belgium documented shocking human rights abuses and earned him a reputation as a humanitarian. He's much loved in Ireland. In 1965, his remains were reinterred in Glasnevin Cemetery after a state funeral with full military honors attended by 30,000 people. So there you have that. Roger Casement, very famous and well-loved person in Ireland. And now we're going to hear from David Munnelly. Thank you. What you are listening to are three Welsh folk songs from the Welsh group Y Gwenhwriad, which means the invitation. And first up, then, you heard 20 barn dances. We all know barn dances from David Munnelly and Ayesh Muller with the album Detached. And this is Kevin Cahill signing off for another week. Please listen to our show again next week. And please listen to all the locally produced programming here at 89.7 WTBR FM in Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Kurama Agat Agashihi Shuhugan.